people from there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that in a lot of northern reserves, kind of far north, where, you know, there's no roads there and stuff, and the government forgets that they're in there, it seems like. So it's like very low housing. It's really third world. Like, it's no kidding, it's third world. You would never believe, living in Montreal, that there's places like that here in Canada.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I grew up in the 70s in the Plateau. Now, the Plateau now has been completely gentrified. It's now, it's Yuppieville now. But when I was growing up in the 70s, it wasn't like that. There was a lot of, there wasn't a lot of poverty there. There was like, it was an immigrant area. There was a lot of Polish, a lot of Jewish, one Mohawk. One Mohawk and some smatterings of French and English. But when I got up there, I was just like, I was astounded with how just like bad it was. Like, I can't believe, I thought I had like been teleported to another country, you know, where it was really, this was the norm. But I couldn't believe this was Canada, you know, this was
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome, welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It's May 6, 2010, a glorious day in Vancouver. Usually we would have Christian Ratcliffe chime in at this point, but unfortunately he is still away working and going on the road selling his wares, so I want to give him a shout out. We miss you. Come back soon. I'm your host, Fleur Cooper, and you just heard the Flaming Lips with their song Do You Realize from their album of a while ago, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. I love that title of that song. It's fantastic. The Flaming Lips have been involved in some pretty cool stuff. If you've never been listening to Are You Aware before now, we profile artists that are involved in social justice or philanthropic endeavours, or music that has a positive message or something to say. So right now I'm going to tell you a little bit about Rock for Kids, which the Flaming Lips support. We have talked about this before in the past. Rock for Kids is a non-profit organisation that provides support and hope, inspiration and assistance to underserved children and teens. They realise that music can be a positive motivator in a young person's life, and Rock for Kids provides year-round music education for children in need. So the Flaming Lips donated some Flaming Lips paraphernalia to them for their auction for 2009, I think it was. So we've got to be happy with that. I hope you're enjoying your day. Today we have a couple of people coming in to talk about their involvement with Liberia and what they're doing to support young people over there. So they'll be in around at 6:30. I'm going to keep it short and sweet for the moment because we're going to be talking a little bit later on, so I want to keep the music flowing. The next band that we're going to hear tonight is Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars from their album Eyes Open. Snow Patrol, if you haven't heard of them before, they're pretty big. They're from Northern Ireland. Two of the members of Snow Patrol donated plectrums and certificates to the Music Beats Minds project. I don't know what a plectrum is. I might have to look that up later on. This Music Beats Mind project aims to clear unexploded mines and landmines from conflicted zones. It was a three-month festival of music, poetry and the arts, and this was all to raise funds for the Mines Advisory Group, which is a neutral and impartial humanitarian organisation that, like I said, clears landmines for the benefit of the communities worldwide. If you'd like to know more about that, you can go to their website, which is maginternational.org. It's funny, a lot of people think that landmines really aren't a big issue anymore because, people sort of don't use those kind of ways to, I don't know, kill people, I guess. But there's a lot of them around, and I think there's a lot of them that have been misplaced from a long time ago that still haven't been deactivated. So this is a really important cause. But like I said, we're going to keep the music rocking right now with Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Everything on our own. We don't need anything or anyone. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say three words. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? All that I am, all that I ever was, is here in your perfect. Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
I will be born a restless soul. I never
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 3rd Annual Canada International Mariachi Festival, Friday, May 7th at the Chan Centre at UBC. Experience the excitement and culture of some of the best international mariachi performers, musicians, and dancers, including 5 mariachi bands from Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The 3rd Annual Canada International Mariachi Festival, Friday, May 7th at the Chan Centre at UBC. More information and tickets at mariachifestival.ca.
Thank you for the day. Endless days of sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. I'll remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright. Now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. Night is dark. Just bring sorrow, let it wait. Thank you for the days. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright. Now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. Yeah. Thank you for the day. Endless days of sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me.
Oh, I just love that song. That was The Kinks with Days. It was actually just a single. They didn't put that on any album. And the reason I played that, I was at the Greedy Pig down in Gastown the other day, and they were playing a whole selection of Kinks songs, and I was getting all nostalgic because I love The Kinks. I got into them a long time ago, and I just love that track. It just reminds you of all the good people in your life, and you thank them for all the great adventures you've been on. If you don't know who The Kinks are, you better go to Google and search it, because they're pretty much one of the most influential British invasion bands of the 60s, along with The Who and the Rolling Stones as well. Ray Davies, the lead singer, we've talked about him before. He's very involved in the Tibet House, which is a organisation that supports the independence of Tibet. Before that, we heard Sam Roberts, Canada's own Sam Roberts, with their song The Resistance from their last album, Chemical City. The reason I put Sam Roberts on there was they've been involved with Canaan's waving flag explosion that's been happening around Canada and around the world. Bob Ezrin, who is a local Vancouver producer, asked about 50 local, 50 Canadian musicians to come together and sing a version of Waving Flag for Haiti. I'm not really going to talk too much about that because we also have a couple of other bands that are involved with Waving Flag on the show a little bit later, so I want to keep that quiet. And like I said, we have an interview with a couple of people from Carson Secondary School in about 10 minutes, so I'm going to keep the music going. The next song we've got on the list is by Wolf Parade with Shine a Light, Apologies to Queen Mary. Wolf Parade has been involved with the Yellowbird Project. We've talked about that on numerous occasions here in, on Are You Aware? Yellowbird Project is out of Montreal and they ask artists to design t-shirts and all the proceeds that are from the t-shirts sold go to the artist's choice for a charity of their choice. Now the Wolf Parade have chosen the, and we've talked about these people before as well, Glass Casters Union. The Glass Casters Union is an organisation that creates limited edition recycled glass ornaments, sort of like Christmas ornaments, and all profits from the sale of these ornaments go back to their local community in Oregon. So if you want to know more about that or you want to purchase a Wolf Parade glass ornament, you can go to glasscastersunion@yahoo.com, email them, and they'll send you something out in the mail. Also, if you don't know, Wolf Parade's actually playing at the Vogue Theatre on the 25th of July, which should be a good show if you have time to check it out. But we're heading towards 6:30, so I am just going to keep on trucking on with the music on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
There is an awful sound, this pounding down, leave my mind. dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Pieces and mistakes.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and on the World Wide Web at citr.ca. It's about 6:35 and we just heard the Shout Out Louds with their latest album Work, which was released a couple of weeks ago, and that song was Fall Hard. If you enjoyed that song, they're actually playing at the Commodore on May 14th, which is next week. So if you haven't got your tickets, go and get them out. Go and get them now because it's going to be a great show, and I really like that song. I've only started listening to it a couple of times and I think it's going to be on high rotation. The Shout Out Louds have been involved with they were featured on One Tree Hill, which is a TV show from a while back now, doing a charity concert on the show. And their song, Please, 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 actually was put on a One Tree Hill sampler CD. And all the songs that, all the money that was raised from that, the sales of that CD went to profit the National Breast Cancer Foundation. So that's all good. And then before that, we had The Shins with a song to my country, Australia, from their album, Wincing the Night Away. The Shins, again, have been involved with the Yellowbird Project. We've talked about that before. I'm not going to tell you much about the Yellowbird Project, but I will tell you a little bit about what organisation that they support. They support the Nature Conservancy of Canada, which is a private non-profit organisation working for the direct protection of Canada's biodiversity through the purchase, donation or placing of conservation easements on ecologically significant lands. Since 1962, the NCC and their partners have helped to conserve more than 2 million acres, which is over 800,000 hectares of ecologically significant land nationwide. And I know that you Canadians pride yourself on beautiful country, so we've got to really support these people that are looking to preserve the amazing nature that you do have here. If you want to know more about Nature Conservatory, you can go to the Conservancy. You can go to their website, which is www.natureconservancy.ca. And with me today, we have, like I've been telling you, we've got two students from the Carson Graham Secondary School. Hello, please, how are you?
Hello.
That's good. I'm going to actually give the listeners a little bit of information around what you guys are doing and what you're involved with, and then you can tell me some more stuff, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, so the Carson Graham Secondary School students have a council called the Ubuntu. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Excellent. And they look at focusing on supporting people in Liberia. The reason for this is that after 14 years of civil war, Liberia was left in a state of devastation, and there was there's been some hope to rebuild. Recently there was a new presidential election, and Liberia was actually the first African nation that has a democratically elected female president who is truly working for the people of Liberia. So that's an amazing accomplishment for someone in Africa where it's pretty much dominated by men all around in the government. And I've seen a little bit of stuff with Liberia and what the president, what's her name? President Ellen
Johnson.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's doing some insane work for the people of Liberia. If you don't know too much about Liberia, the former president, Charles Taylor, he pretty much devastated the country. There was hotels in ruins, schools were merely concrete shells, and there was no water or sewage or power. So the Carson Graham Secondary School obviously realised that country needed some support, and they formed the Ubuntu Council. You support the young people of war-torn Liberia, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so can you guys let the listeners know a bit more about the situation in Liberia? I've given them a very brief overview before the new president was elected, and what advancements have been made since President Sirleaf has been in power?
You can just imagine after 14 years of civil war, the country was just left in a state of destitution, and, the country was literally left in ruins. The infrastructure was completely gone. There's no power, like you said, except for generators. And, they don't even have a garbage collection system. So you can just, if you fill a garbage can every week, imagine that dumped into your backyard for years and years, and it just builds up. And it's really, it's great that their new president Johnson Sirleaf. She's done so much for the country. There's a reason why they call her Liberia's Iron Lady, and it's because of her tireless efforts to for the economic growth of Liberia. And basically, she's been recently working on the rehabilitation program in their city, Monrovia, and basically trying to get their economies back into a stable position. So it's great that she's trying to do that for their country. So,
how long has she been in power now?
Since 2006.
Okay, yeah. So it's only been 4 years, and it seems like she's done a lot in those 4 years.
She really has.
Compared to some of our government officials. Your student-led organization is called Ubuntu. Can you tell me what that means and why you decided to focus your efforts on Liberia compared to another country in Africa? I mean, there's so many different countries that need a lot of help. What drew you guys to Liberia?
Well, in grade 10, we had someone from the Universal Outreach Foundation, which is based in West Vancouver. He came and gave a presentation about what their foundation is trying to do in Liberia. So we decided to take up that cause because there are so many worthwhile causes out there. We just had to pick one and try and do what we could for that. And Ubuntu is an African philosophy based in the Bantu dialect, yes, and is used in many countries and worldwide. Sometimes in politics it is mentioned. And it talks about a person's basic humanity, and when you see someone in need of help, that you offer it to them no matter what, if you're able.
So it's like global responsibility, look after each other.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. That's a really good sentiment. I like that. Now, how long has Ubuntu been active, and in what ways have you supported the war-affected people of Liberia?
Ubuntu has been active in Carson Graham for 2 years now. This is our third year, but it has been previously active at Seco Secondary. And basically what we do is we raise money for the tuition of school, so education, and we also fund health. So we build wells, and we supply mosquito nets because malaria is one of the top killers in Liberia. So that's basically what we think the two things that Liberia is in big need of right now are: education and health.
And where have you been building wells and things like that? Is it focused in this, like in the capital city, or is it outside?
It is in the rural parts of Liberia where they it's very worse in it's much worse in the rural parts rather than Monrovia, which is their capital city. There are two towns that we've been working in. It's Royceville and Topo Town. So,
and there's a lot of war child soldiers over there as well, and that must have, for you guys, affected by that, like seeing people of your own age being utilized in this way. I mean, is there a lot of talk around interacting with these child soldiers and trying to build sort of a relationship with them? Do you have much contact with them?
We don't have as much contact with them. We have supported orphanages connected with those two towns, and a lot of those kids are child soldiers. Because they were orphans or they had nowhere else to go, they became those child soldiers in the wars. So we have been contacted with them, not directly, we've just been helping them and other children who have just, their families have been lost to the war.
Wow, you guys are doing an amazing, amazing job. It's very inspirational. What motivated you guys to be involved in Ubuntu and spend your time helping young people in such a faraway place? Most of the time people are disconnected with countries in Africa or wherever because they're like, oh, it's so far away, it's not in my doorstep, it's not my problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we had that presentation from the Universal Outreach Foundation, Ian Rose is the man who came and presented to us, and he said, the one thing that these children want most is an education, and we realize that we have that and that they have so much less than us. And the council is made up of a group of very socially conscious students. So we decided, just instead of hearing about it every day, about all the problems in the world, that we would try and help something. And so we chose Liberia just because that was the cause that spoke to us the most.
Nice, that's amazing. I don't know if you guys have heard, we haven't had an interview for a little while, but what we do here at Are You Aware, when we do get people to come in and have an interview, we ask them to bring in a song that inspires them to be involved in social justice. We love to spread the music love out there. So I asked the girls what song really inspired them to be involved in their social justice, and especially with Ubuntu. So can you tell me your song choice for today and why you chose it?
Yes, we picked Kanon's Waving Flag, and Well, I guess we picked it because it has such a positive message to it, and it kind of says that even when you're struggling, even when you're in a state of devastation, that there is hope, that you can regain your strength, and that's basically what we feel Liberia is doing right now with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. So,
nice. Okay, well, we're going to take a little break and listen to the Girls' Choice, and then we'll come back and talk to them about what they've got on the agenda in the next couple of weeks. Listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and this is K-9 with Waving Flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh. Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's zone. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest survivors. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat. So we struggling, fighting to eat, and we wondering, when we'll be free. So we patiently wait, for that fateful day, it's not far away. But for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh. So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say, but look how they treat us.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was K-9's Waving Flag from his album Troubadour. And if you haven't heard that song before, I can guarantee you will be hearing it a lot over the next 6 months. Not only is Waving Flag the theme song for the relief, sort of the relief efforts for Haiti among musical artists in Canada, it also is going to be the World Cup song for 2010 in June. So I think we'll be hearing it again, maybe once or twice more. And I really apologise for Canada that you're not in the World Cup, so you better support Australia. Ha ha ha. I had to put that in there. We have Azeen and Ali from the Carson Graham Secondary School in the studio with us today. They have been involved with the Ubuntu Council?
Yes.
Yay! These are a group of high school people that are involved with raising funds for relief efforts in Liberia with regards to building wells and providing education for the war-torn country. Now, you guys have an event coming up sometime soon on May 12th. Can you tell us about what's happening on that day?
So we've had this event going. This is the third time. The second time that will be a community-wide. So the point is we've brought in talent from the entire North Shore, and it's really a community event. We want to raise awareness about the situation in Liberia, and also we want to raise funds. So it has a dual purpose right there. And yeah, it's great. We have a lot of talent coming. We have a Bollywood group coming. They were there last year, and they just lit up the entire place. They were so colorful and so vibrant. And we also have Maria Barrington Foote coming. She is Norman Foote's daughter, and he just won a Juno, so that's exciting. And we also have some local bands and musicians, so it's going to be really great.
And whereabouts are you guys having this?
This is at Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver.
In North Vancouver. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. What will you be doing with the money that is raised from this show?
Well, in previous years, the first year we actually supplied school supplies and the backpacks and the uniforms for the children to go to school. And last year we raised money for clean water as well as mosquito nets. And this year we're going back to tuition as well. And we will be supplying, again, the backpacks and the school supplies and the uniforms for the children.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Do you have a goal that you'd like to raise this year?
The first year we raised $1,200 and supplied 44 kids with tuition to cover all of their supplies. Last year we raised $4,000, so that was one well and quite a few mosquito nets. So this year we're hoping, we seem to be on an upward tilt there, so we hope to keep on going up and
surpass
$4,000.
For sure. I think you could aim high for 10 grand or more.
Well, we hope so. We're trying to get as many people as we can out there because it's a great event.
So, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's on May 12th,
yeah.
Which is next...
It's Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, yes. From what time?
The doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7.
Okay, and where can people find out more information about the festival and how they can help?
The festival information is mostly on the Centennial Theatre website. It's www.centennialtheatre.com.
Yes,
and they can also buy tickets on there online. They don't have to just call the box office. And for more information on our CODs, we have a website. It's www.ubuntugroup.ca, and you spell Ubuntu UBUNTU, for everyone who is not quite aware of that. Yeah, it'd be great. Best way to help is just to come out and learn more about the cause and what you can do. We have a lot of information available at the actual show.
And you guys are both 16 or 17?
18.
Oh, no, I apologize.
You're 17.
I'm 17, but only one day left.
Oh, wow, you're going to be 18. Well, you guys are total inspiration at 18. You're already doing this, so I can't imagine what you're going to be doing in 10 years, taking over the world and making it a better place. Now, the girls have some pretty funky T-shirts on right now.
Yeah.
Are they going to be on sale? They look like they represent
their council. Yes, they will. Absolutely. They will be sale at the show, so come out and
buy one.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you girls for coming on the show. You did a great job. And anyone who's interested, again, what's the website?
The website is www.ubuntugroup.ca. That's UBUNTU.
Fantastic. And if you're in North Vancouver next Wednesday, go out to Centennial Theatre and support an amazing cause. And not only are you supporting Liberia, but you're also supporting some pretty cool younger generations being involved in some social justice and making the world a better place. So once again, thank you guys for coming, and
thank you for having us.
You're welcome, and keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Thanks. So we're going to keep the music rocking. We have a song for you now by Gnarls Barkley. This is off their Crazy single. It's called Just a Thought, and I'll be back with you to tell you more about all the good stuff Gnarls Barkley has done in a little while. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
All I want is your understanding. In the small light of affection.
I'm only guessing. And I tried everything but suicide. Oh, what has crossed my mind? Just a thought. Even dark in the daytime, it's not just good, it's great depression. When I was lost, I even found myself looking in the gun's direction. And so I tried everything but suicide. But yes, it's crossed my mind.
Dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs on how to help.
Beauty Night,
because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
My
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard Elbow with their song Leaders of the Free World from the same title of their CD from a few years ago. If you haven't heard of Elbow before, they're a wicked band. They're from Manchester and they've been around since 1997. Leaders of the Free World was their third studio album and it was released in 2005. The album actually went on to number 12 on the British Albums Chart, which is a pretty cool, it's pretty high up there for an independent band to get that level on the, you know, commercial charts. The reason I chose Elbow this week is because they've been involved in the War Child Heroes album. We have talked about a lot about War Child over the day, so I'm not going to talk too much more about that. If you want to know more about War Child, they support war-affected children around the world. And you can just, I think it's warchild.org, but I'd just Google it and check it out if you want to know more about that. Before that, we had one of my favorite bands, and I have to say I'm so excited that not only do they have a new album coming out on June 7th, but the original lead singer of Morcheeba, who left for a while, has returned, Sky Edwards. And that song was, again, like I said, off the new album called Blood Like Lemonade, and the single is Even Though. If you've never seen Morcheeba before, check them out. They're amazing. They're really... it's funny, their albums are really lo-fi, but when you see them in concert, they funk the hell out of them. And I've been wanting to see them for a long time, and I saw them a couple of years ago and I was well impressed. And Skye is such a great lead singer. She engages the audience really well and has fun with, you can just tell they're having so much fun on stage, which really, that's what I love to see when I go out and see shows, that the band actually likes each other and are having a good time and like to have fun with the audience as well. Skye has sung on two charity compilations. The first one was Perfect Day, 1997, in aid of children in need, and then Band-Aid 20 in 2004 to aid the famine relief in Sudan in Africa. Before that, we heard at the start of that set Gnarls Barkley with their song Just a Thought, which was released from their Crazy single back in the day from 2007. Crazy was a phenomenal hit for those for that duo, who's made up of Danger Mouse, which is a very famous producer and DJ. He's also involved with Broken Bells with the lead singer from The Shins, which we played a couple of weeks ago, and vocalist CeeLo Green. In 2007, Crazy won the Grammy Award for Best Urban Alternative Performance and the Best Alternative Music Album. And I think Crazy at that time blew statistics, downloading statistics out of the water, and basically I think got to number one just on download, so that's pretty cool. Again, we have talked about Causes 2 before, but I might refresh your memory. Causes 1 and 2 has been produced by Waxploitation. That was established to put out some albums where the sales of these albums were around to help the people in Darfur. Now, the money raised from these causes albums go to three major organisations that are involved in Darfur on the ground. That is the Human Rights Watch, Doctors Without Borders, and Oxfam America. People estimate that, UN estimations, that the number of people killed by the conflict in Darfur vary widely from around 200,000 to 400,000. So essentially a genocide. What is certain that more than 2 million people have fled their homes because of the fighting, and 4 million are in dire need of humanitarian assistance. It is widely accepted that this is one of the worst crises in the world today. So if you want to know more about Darfur or about Waxploitation, again, we have said this before, I can hear Bleak in the studio, we talk about Canadian Students for Darfur a lot on this show, which is a local-based, Vancouver-based organisation that supports people in Darfur, especially students. So if you Google that, you'll find more about them, or Google Waxploitation and you can find out where you can buy your CD. Now, we have about 15 minutes left in the studio, so I'm going to play a couple of more songs. The next song I'm going to play is called Frog Eyes. The band's called Frog Eyes. They're from Victoria. They've been around since 2001, and they just released their fifth full-length album called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. They have also been involved in the international... The International Rescue Committee. They were involved with that. They were involved in what was called the Tiny Mixtapes, Volume 1 from Darfur. And this is an extremely limited edition CD LP compilation, which features Frog Eyes and a lot of really cool and up-and-coming original and independent musicians. So I'm not going to talk too much more about Darfur because we have talked about that, but I do want to talk about the International Rescue Committee. This responds to the world's worst humanitarian crisis and helps people to survive and rebuild their lives, and that's what the proceeds from these tiny mixtapes are going to. This organisation was founded in 1933, so it's been around for a long time, and it was founded at the request of Albert Einstein, which is pretty cool. The IRC offers life-saving care and life-changing assistance to refugees forced to flee from war or disaster. So currently the IRC is aiding Sudanese refugees in eastern Chad, southern Sudan and the Central African Republic. If you want to know more about them, that's www.theirc.org. So we're going to listen to Frog Eyes with their song, which I've forgotten. I'll tell you when we get back. This is Frog Eyes on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Keep us fear, give me real.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and I found the name of that song. It was A Flower in a Glove by Frog Eyes from their most recent album, Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. So I think I've got time to fit in one more song before Bleak comes in with Exquisite Corpse at 7:30. I've chosen the concertines tonight. I love this song. It's got a really cool message, and it's got a, you know, a great beat to it. I just wanted to say one thing. Fairtrade Vancouver has had a little bit of a coup today, which I want to congratulate them for. It's now official. Vancouver has just become the first major city in Canada to become a fair trade town. Vancouver City Council just voted unanimously to endorse the Fairtrade Vancouver campaign and to commit to purchasing fair trade products in their offices. So if you want to find more about that, just go Google Fairtrade Vancouver and that'll give you. I've hoped you enjoyed the show today. Thanks to the girls from Carson Graham School. If you want to know more about the Ubuntu Council that they've got going on and the event that's happening next Wednesday to raise money for education in Liberia, you can go to www.ubuntugroup.ca, and that's UBUNTUGROUP.ca. And I will say goodbye, have a good week, and I'll see you next Thursday on CITR 101.9. It's the Constantines.
We're all born out of this. Stop, stop!
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries, and any static taking it with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey, this is Bleak. Can't hear myself. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and thanks for joining us this evening at Exquisite Corpse tonight. I'm gonna attempt a call to Mark Maynard of Monkey Power Trio. So stay tuned for Monkey Power Trio. They're an interesting band. I won't tell you too much about them before we get into the interview, because I want to save those questions for later. So I want to be playing for you some Monkey Power Trio to start off the evening. I've got the latest single from Monkey Power Trio, and gonna be playing some of that before we start the interview. I gotta make the call. We're gonna play this thing, and everything's gonna work out fine, right? Right? Sure it is. Okay. So. And, hey, my man just walked out on me. That didn't come out like it was supposed to. Anyway, let's play some Monkey Power Trio right now for you. This one's called Buxom Angels on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
We met a chemistry, I was a prodigy. Somehow we got paired. I was way too shy, looking you in the eye was more than I could bear. You were the lead in the play, the it girl, they all say. You were the innest of the in. We were given a task, I grabbed the wrong flag. Everybody in. Floating on clouds with buxom angels, holding me in their arms with evil smiles. I'm just a boy mixed up with my dreams. Dangerous
do you want me as much as I want you?
Floating on clouds with buxom angels, holding me in their arms with evil smiles. I'm just a boy mixed up with my dreams, trouble with dangerous files. We met a chemistry, I was a prodigy, and somehow we got paired. I was way too shy, looking you in the eye was more than I could bear. You were the lead in the play, the it girl, they all say. You were the innest. I grabbed the wrong flask, and that did everybody in.